and basic education to summon Minister Siviwe Garube to provide a comprehensive breakdown of the 330 billion rands national education budget. Bosa wants to know how much is paid to educators, administrators and education officials across the country. So Bosa's spokesperson, Roger Solomons, says instead of providing a full and transparent response to the party in the National Assembly about the funds, the minister passed the buck, telling Parliament to ask the provinces. So, I mean, that's like a top-down approach here, and then you're wanting us to focus on the bits and pieces and not the whole. Online, we've got education activist Hendrik Makaneta. Hendrik, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and thank you very much indeed for having me.
Thanks for joining us, Hendrik. This is a fair call, I believe, being made by Bosa, wanting Minister Siviwe Garube to provide a comprehensive breakdown of this 330 billion rand national education budget, and rightly so. In fact, as a South African, although I don't agree with Bosa, but yeah, I agree with him. Yes.
Definitely, there is indeed a need for transparency and accountability. And indeed, Bosa is within his rights to approach the Portfolio Committee on Basic Education, because the Portfolio Committee does have the power at any moment to summon the minister so that the minister can be able to answer any questions that are coming from the Portfolio Committee.
Now, when the minister was asked about this, Hendrik, she then referred the National Assembly to the provinces, saying, why don't you check in the respective provinces and maybe the education departments provincially they can provide you with an update? Because Bosa is not asking from a provincial perspective. They're asking from a national perspective. They want our national minister. I mean, it's not that difficult. Why then send the question and the queries coming from the National Assembly, why then send them to the provincial education department? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, definitely. You know, the way I see it, it could be that perhaps the minister was not ready in terms of the figures. I think what should have happened, the minister should have summoned the Council of Education Ministers in the country. And that Council of Education Ministers, you know, consists of all the provincial education MECs in the 9 provinces, so that they could be able to come up with their own, figures to say this is how much we have spent on salaries and so on. And then all that the minister had to do was to collate the information so that she could be able to present it to Parliament. It appears that that has not happened.
So understandably, the minister may not have been ready, but surely the minister can prepare herself and then adequately address this concern and this proposal coming from Bosa for her to appear before Parliament's Committee on Basic Education. So perhaps she could be given due process, due time, and then to appear before the committee and then to provide this necessary update and give us a proper explanation as to how this budget has been allocated of 330 billion. Surely we can't allow the minister to get off so lightly.
Definitely. I don't see anything wrong if Parliament can do that, to say, look, Minister, go back, get your house in order, get in touch with the provinces, and come up with a single document or, you know, a single answer that we are going to present to Parliament in terms of course, the provinces. And perhaps if the minister, you know, she might not necessarily be alone. Remember, the Director General is also there, and the DG is able to work with all the provincial education, directors. in each and every province. And so when they go to parliament, they can always go as a collective, you know, to have somebody who's going to represent the provinces. You know, the DG must be there as well, so that some of the questions can be answered, you know, by the part of the delegation, so that the minister can find it easier to make that particular presentation, unlike leaving it to her and her alone, because some of the information, as I said earlier on, it's clear that she was not able to collate, but she must be able to work with the DGs, as well as the, you know, the provincial education MECs in this case, and then be able to submit a fully comprehensive and comprehensible report in as far as the state of affairs are concerned within the entire terrain of education.
Indrik, do you think from this perspective, perhaps BOSA has got some support from some of the other parties within the GNU, or have, at this point, have they gone it alone in respect of this request?
At this stage, I've just heard it coming from BOSA, but I don't think that others might have a problem. Remember, even the portfolio committee itself consists of members who come from different political parties in parliament. And so it appears that BOSA, in that respect, is not alone, you know, in asking this question. So there is indeed a need for, you know, a collaborative effort amongst the political parties that are represented in parliament to ensure that they always seek accountability. Yes, you know, the executive must at all material times be held to account by parliament. So there is nothing untoward. And I think that all that must happen is that there must be cooperation, you know, for coming from the minister's side. And, you know, preparation can certainly go a long way to ensure that, you know, the work of parliament becomes easier. You know, they can run this process and get it over and done with. And where there are recommendations, they should be able to make such recommendations.